Sabbath today here. I know some of our brothers and sisters in Christ down in Wilmington today are not at church. They're going through some suffering and pain, and let's keep them in our prayers. I don't know about you, but it amazes me how time flies. September 11th, 2001, what happened? Major devastation to the United States happened that day. And something I learned last night that I didn't know before. My son was so mad about it, he wanted to join the military. I did not know that. And we have a great military, but I am thankful my son didn't join. But it makes you understand how you connect the things. Do you know since 2001, 9/11, I have never scheduled a store to finish on that day or SDC, one of our openers, to arrive on that day. I know to you it might not make sense, but I just honor that day. And basically for me, nobody is going to be scheduled to work that day that I can control. I looked at some of the videos yesterday. Can you imagine 80 stories in the air, and your best decision is to jump? I just can't even put my mind around that. The best decision is to jump because the fire behind you is so hot. And it made me really ponder a lot of things. How am I with Jesus Christ? Am I right on the edge where I need to jump? Or am I working for him as he calls me to work? You know, the Bible has one line in it I really love. It says, Christ died and rose again. If you know nothing else about the Bible, but if you understand that Christ died and rose again, you can start changing who you are and what your life is all about. A lot of people feel that they're not good enough for Jesus Christ. They've done some bad things. And trust me, as a kid, I've done some bad things. I mean, I have a history like this. Some things I never tell my kids. I probably not even told my wife all these lists I have. And I'm glad that God says he throws it to the depths of the ocean. Because I try not to remember them all. But some of them I think are funny and other people didn't. But today, if I was going to have a title sermon, it would be called Connected. I never forget one day, the pastor's son, Steve Moore, and myself used to always get into trouble. Always getting into trouble. And one day his dad's in there preaching, and while he's preaching, me and Steve are in the sound room because the sound guy had walked away. And so as his dad would start to speak, I would lower the mic all the way down, and they're hitting on the mic, and then when they go to hit it that last time, I'd have it raised up and they go bam. And you'd hear it throughout the whole church service. And finally, the sound guy showed up. What are you doing here? Get out of here. And they would correct things. But it was amazing how I could control this little teeny button, and I could change the whole service. But do you know it's that easy for you to be with Jesus Christ? It is that simple. Because you know what you got to do? There's only one thing you have to do. Accept that Jesus Christ died and rose again. That's all you have to do. Because you're not expected to do anything else. Let me tell you something. You can go rake somebody's yard because they need it. You can go mow somebody's grass because they need it. You can go do carpentry work, whatever you want to do for them. You know how much that's going to earn you? Zero. It's good to be a good person. It's good to help other people out. Don't get me wrong. I'm not telling you don't do it. But I'm saying all the good deeds that you do not get you into heaven. Unless you realize that Jesus Christ died and rose again, you have no chance for eternity because you have to believe on that. The Bible says in John chapter 15, if you would turn there with me, John chapter 15, I'm going to start with verse 1. It says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that bears fruit he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself, but it must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. So what does the Bible say? That we are to remain in Jesus Christ in all things. You know, have you ever been scared? I mean, real scared? So when I was about 7 years old, and gas pricing had just started going up, how many people in here remember gas at 39 cents? A few of us, not too many, right? I would love gas to be 39 cents again. But anyway, gas was 39 cents, and it started to spike, and I think the very first jump, it went to like 50 cents. So then, my mom used to drive a school bus for the city of Chesapeake, and teenagers would sneak into the yard and try to siphon gas out of the school bus so that they had gas to get around. So my mom didn't like people coming into the yard, so she thought we needed some type of protection. So my uncle, who was the union president for Chrysler Corporation, had a neighbor who was a cop in Syracuse, New York. And this cop was a canine cop. He had a German Shepherd. But his German Shepherd got shot in the line of duty. So once the German Shepherd gets shot in the line of duty, he has to be retired. So my uncle said, well, you know, my neighbor's getting a new dog, and this dog's pretty smart, pretty intelligent. He says, you should come up here and get it. So we did. But let me tell you something. That ride from Syracuse, New York, back home, with a German Shepherd that didn't know me, and me being little enough, he could just gobble me up, scared the death out of me. And he was a mean-looking dog. But you know, one thing I learned about that dog, he was trained precisely. And it actually became comical having him as my dog, because I would get up in the mornings and run out to the school bus and see if we caught someone. You think I'm kidding? I go, Mom, we got somebody. Major would have them right there at the bus. And they could not leave. And we would call the city of Chesapeake. They would come take the young boy away and take him like that. But you know that dog, I learned something. It's amazing what you can learn as a kid. But I learned how that dog used his training over and over and over again. And so one day, years later, and this is kind of comical, everybody in here knows what an ABC story is, right? I'm not talking about the Adventist Book Center, just so you know. That's another story my wife might tell you about one day. But anyway, picture this. Anybody here know where Moyock, North Carolina is? It's quite a ways away from here, right? Does anybody know where Centerville and Finchers Road come together? You know that intersection? So these two guys break into the liquor store, which the liquor store sat right in front of the food line that's down there in Moyock right now. The liquor store was right there. They break into that liquor store, steal all this booze, and Carolina police are chasing them into Virginia. Now, there's an intersection where they could have gone left through Battlefield towards Great Bridge, but no, they turned right and went down Centerville. And from that intersection to my house is like 8 miles. They could have turned off numerous roads, could have turned off anywhere. But guess which driveway they drive into? They drive into our driveway. And I was being punished that night because my parents had Hee Haw on the television. And I meant, if you're a young kid watching Hee Haw, it's like, well, it's not good. So anyway, I hear gunshot. I run out the door and this guy almost runs me over and he's running across the lawn and the cop jumps him. But another guy runs back into the woods. So they call the Chesapeake Police Department and they come out there and they said, we told you we needed a canine unit. And they go, you don't understand. He goes, I know we need a canine unit. There's woods back there. He goes, you don't understand. Out of all the people they chose, he said, they picked the wrong driveway to pull into. And do you realize that Major, by this time when this happened, had already had like 50 captures. He's already had like, I mean, I was putting up little buttons and man, I had to go to another wall. All the people he was captured. I mean, if the paper boy came to collect money, we'd find him on the front porch. I mean, you just were not coming into that yard because Major was going to take care of you. He never hurt him, but he would take. So, but it was so neat that night. All these cops standing there. And we had to put a top on Major's pen because he would jump out, and that's how he was catching everybody. But it was so neat. With all those uniforms and all the lights flashing, Major stood at full attention. I mean, his back was perfectly straight. He stood up like, tell me go, tell me to go, tell me to go, tell me to go. And Sergeant Pappas says, Charles, let Major go. And I let Major go, and he went into that woods and caught that guy in 5 minutes. Brought the guy out in 5 minutes. Now I had 51 captures by Major. But what I learned from that is through all his training and even being shot, he never lost his sense of duty. Ever. Never lost that sense of duty. But I wonder sometimes if we as Christians sometimes lose the duty we are called to. It says right there in the Bible, we are part of the branch. And if we are to produce fruit, we have to understand our duty. And even if you've been shot like Major, and I don't mean physically shot, but I mean beat up, you know, put down, hurt. There was another guy who was kind of like that. Let's go to 1 Timothy. We're going to speak about Paul. And listen to what Paul says. 1 Timothy, verse 12. I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has given me strength, that he considered me trustworthy, appointing me to his service, even though I was once a blasphemer and a persecutor and a violent man. I was shown mercy because I acted in ignorance and unbelief. The grace of our Lord was poured out on me abundantly, along with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. Here's a trustworthy saying. That deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save, what does the Bible say? Sinners, of whom I was the worst. But for the very reason I was shown mercy, so that in me, the worst of sinners, Christ Jesus might display his immense patience as an example for those who would believe in him and receive eternal life. You see, whether you want it or not, Christ Jesus gives you his mercy. So just like I turned up and down that pastor that day, you can try to turn him down, you can try to turn him up, but the mercy is still there for you to take. It is there for you. And just like And I hate to use a dog for example, but Major, he never changed who he was because he knew his training. As Christians, we have to stay connected to Jesus. One of the funniest things I used to ever do with my mom would, my mom was a very hard worker. And she would vacuum all over the house. And we didn't have cordless vacuums back then. And every time she would go to a certain spot and she couldn't see me, I'd unplug that vacuum cleaner. She's like, what in the world is wrong with this thing? And she'd go back over there and she'd mess with it a little bit and then I'd plug it back in. And it was so funny. I would do it so often, but sometimes I would never tell her. And then I know I'd better stop because the next day or so, there'd be an Electrolux guy at our house checking on our vacuum cleaner. And he goes, man, there's nothing wrong with this thing. I don't know what's wrong. And then she knew. It was you, wasn't it, Charles? See, without power, it doesn't run. But don't think you have to have the power. Don't think you have to do it on your own. Don't think you have to be connected with everything in this world. Just be connected to who? Jesus Christ. You know what? Christy, you're a woman and I'm a guy. Jonathan, you're a guy, but we don't look alike. Thank goodness I'm a good-looking man. Just kidding, Jonathan. Steve, you and I, we're guys, but we don't look alike. We don't think alike. But you know where our similarities start? We're both sons of Christ. Daughters and sons of Christ. Daughters and sons of Christ. Daughters and sons of Christ. We are of one flesh. We might be different in color. We might be different in the way we think. We might be different in the way we act. But none of us in this room without Jesus Christ's mercy can have eternal life. So if Satan is holding you down, you tell him, just like Jesus had to tell, was it Peter or Paul? He said, get behind me, Satan. Because they didn't understand at the time, did they? If you have Jesus Christ, you have it all. We're all the same. And if anybody comes up to you who is a non-Christian, an atheist, no matter what, no matter what they tell you, what they believe, show them love and mercy because you know what? They are a son or daughter of Christ too. They might not know it yet. Maybe they'll never know it. But still, as a Christian, we're to show that love. What does Jesus say the greatest commandment of all is? Love your neighbor as yourself. That a man would lay down his life for a fellow man. If you learned anything else about being connected, understand the connection is your choice. Christ is there all time. There is no, can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? I had so much problem when I had a Nextel phone. One day I said, the heck with this, and threw it out of my truck at 55 miles an hour. I said, you're going to see me now because I don't like your service. But I don't have that with Jesus Christ. And I'm going to tell you what. You want to stay connected to him? There's a couple things you have to do each and every day. Each and every day you have to give up self and tell Jesus to take full control of your life. Tell Jesus to come into your life, take total control. And the next thing you got to do is you got to talk to him every day. You got to go to him every day and be in constant communication. Because if you do that, I'm not saying every day is going to be perfect, but I'll tell you this, you will start seeing God's hand in your day. I can tell you miraculous stories over and over how he worked in my mom's life. And now I can tell you stories how he worked in my life. God is amazing. But the only reason you don't see how amazing he is sometimes is you're not connecting with him. Please connect. I'm going to ask our praise and worship team to come up right now and then we'll close.
the feet of Jesus, the greatness of mercy and love, at the feet of Jesus, and we cry, holy, 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 we cry, holy, 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 we cry, holy, 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 is the Lamb. We fall down. The feet of Jesus, the greatness of His mercy and love. At the feet of Jesus, and we cry, holy, holy, holy. We cry.
Frozen, but I can walk on it. But Peter came out on that water and was walking toward Jesus. But yet the waves got a little bit big. He lost vision of Jesus for a second, and then he turned back to the boat. And when he turned back to the boat, he turned away from Jesus. And what happened when he turned away from Jesus? He started sinking. And Jesus reached down and said, "Oh, Peter, you have such unbelief. Focused on Jesus. Believe in Him. Christ died and rose that you would have eternal life. Believe that today. Stay focused on Jesus today. You will not sink. You might have waves. There might be times when He looks like He's far off. But just like that mirror says on your car, objects may be closer than they appear. Jesus is always near." Let's pray. Lord, You are holy, 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 and we thank You for reaching down and picking us up. And Lord, as we go out this place today, be with each and every one that are leaving today. Be with our family and our friends. And Lord, be with all those in the path of Florence. Lord, we already know there was some loss of life, and we pray that Your Spirit will be with those families. And we just pray that Your Spirit will be with each and every one of us, that we might be able to help in some way. Go with us throughout this week and bring us back here safely again next week. But may there be a difference in who we are and what we're about because You are with us. I pray that each and every one of us here today give up their selves.